This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
Down to business. I got my wild cherry diet Pepsi, and I got my blackjack gum here. And I got that feeling. That familiar feeling that something rank is going down out there.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, a tasty, low-calorie show that quenches your thirst. I am your host, The Stimulator, and in news of the thirsty, Mexico City shut down one of its main water pipelines this weekend, cutting access to fresh H2O to millions of thirsty Mexicans. This is bad fucking news for residents of this megalopolis, since 2008 was a pretty shitty year for rainfall. But droughts don't give a fuck whether you live in the land of Lucha Libre or WWF. If you have been following the show for some time, you are aware of the drought that has been drying up the southern US for the last several years. Well, things start to get interesting when this three-year drought spanks the breadbasket of your country. California produces more than half of America's fruits, veggies, and nuts, and water to farms is being rationed due to the drought.
If we don't get the needed water this year, we won't even have no shot at a small crop next year.
While the U.S. and Mexico die a slow, thirsty death, greedy sons of bitches up north use up approximately 390 billion liters of precious water every year to convert
the motherfucking tar sands
into oil so that fat fucking Americans can drive their lard asses to Walmart. Hey America, I hope you like the crisp, clean, refreshing, thirst-quenching taste of new Coke Crude. In hot cop action to make you want to drink a cold one, the NYPD roughed up new school students who were occupying a building at their college.
Shame on you!
The students are pissed off that the president of their supposedly progressive learning institution is none other than Bob Kerry, a sleazy ex-senator who has been sucking Satan's corporate cock for many years and is alleged to have been involved in the massacring of innocent civilians during the Vietnam War. In international pig news, amateur video has surfaced showing members of London's Finest pushing Ian Tomlinson, a man walking home from work, who happened to be passing by the anti-G20 protest of April 1st. Sadly, Mr. Tomlinson died of a heart attack shortly after being attacked. The motherfucking resistance scored a victory last week when the Ramsey County Attorney General Susan Gardner dropped terrorism charges against the RNC8. My sources tell me that Ms. Gardner had a revelation when she watched this here show last week and realized that the RNC8 are not terrorists. Are the RNC8 terrorists?
I guess it all depends who you ask. If you ask anybody who has probably the slightest amount of a fucking brain, no.
Ms. Gardner, who is running for governor of Minnesota, wanted to make sure that voters knew that she does have half a fucking brain. In other legal news, Professor Ward Churchill owned the Little Eichmanns at University of Colorado, who fired his ass after his controversial post-9/11 essay, Some People Push Back.
Since it's been found by a jury that I was wrongly fired, and it was a politically motivated firing in violation not only of my rights, but of my students' rights and of the community's rights, reinstatement follows rather naturally, wouldn't you say?
Well, I would say that the prof's essay is especially relevant today, now that America's newest warmonger is waving his dick around the Muslim world. The mom your mama calls Obama has asked Congress to give him $83.4 billion of your dollars so that he can continue killing brown people overseas. It hasn't even been 100 days, and Barack has amassed himself early in the game to show that he is nothing but a tool of the military-industrial complex. Just this week, that motherfucker managed to kill 5 civilians in Afghanistan, including a baby. Thousands of peace-loving Obama supporters have curled up in the fetal position, and expert psychiatrists are suggesting that they be treated with shock therapy. I have a better idea, and one that has proven to produce instant results. If you are an Obama supporter who feels duped, repeat after me. Now, trust me on this. Barack Obama. He's a piece of shit sellout. Who sucks Satan's cock.
You really think that they're watching us? I ain't trying to get searched, B. Who do you think they're gonna harass more, man? Me or you?
Now, obviously me, Doc. You know Iraq is the new black.
Yeah. C-I-A-F. We are entering spot. When we fly, then die. From planes landed into NY. C-I-A-F. We are sentenced to life. I get deported somewhere to die.
What kind of life is this? Out of sight, out of mind. With divisiveness, get your head right. Betrayed and gone wrong, hold on. Arabs get they roll on like backgammon, the soul's lost. Raps Khalil Gibran, puffin' cedar trees, cuffed on the lawn of the White House. And right now,
pumping on while they murder.
Some things you never heard of. Bodies get blasted, back tagged and taxed. Beef served cheap, eating bats of fat. On the other side, brothers wearing bags for hats. Or in jumpsuit seats, standing back to back. Party in the heat now.
Everybody,
we living dead hard, give them a fetwa. Bless God.
I get recorded somewhere. These feds like, come on, let's talk.
In times of turmoil, radio has proven to be one of the most effective tools of the motherfucking resistance. From the broadcast in Prague in 1968 to the radio station takeovers by the brave women of Oaxaca, radio is a powerful media tool that is often taken for granted. Think about that pill-popping motherfucker Rush Limbaugh and tell me where his popularity resides. Nope, not on TV or on the internet machine, but on crackly, crappy AM motherfucking radio. If the grid takes a hit, or if you cannot afford your DSL connection due to economic hardship, radio might be your lifeline to important news and information. Unfortunately, most radio is owned by corporate scum and religious freaks, and getting a broadcast license is off limits to most since it's so goddamn expensive. Well, this week I bring you Renegade DJ Skidmark Bob of Free Radio Santa Cruz, a motherfucking pirate radio station that has been giving the finger to the FCC for over 14 fucking years. Hey Bob, how the fuck are you?
I'm fucking great. What's going on with you?
Yeah, pretty fucking good. I've been checking out this lady, but recently I've been developing this rash under my... Hey, wait a minute. I asked the questions here. So, what the fuck is pirate radio?
Pirate radio is... technically, it's unlicensed radio. And it, Radio Caroline was the first one. They did it on boats out in the ocean, out in the Bay Area, and they'd beam it into different cities. But technology has made it now, so it's a lot easier to do it.
What the fuck is Free Radio Santa Cruz?
Free Radio Santa Cruz is a collective of individuals who, over the last 14 years, have been taking back our airwaves and giving it to the community of Santa Cruz here. It started out with Food Not Bombs, who were here in Santa Cruz that would constantly be coming under attack back in the mid-90s. I don't know if you remember in San Francisco, the Matrix program, the cops would come down and arrest Food Not Bombs volunteers. And they were doing that here as well in other ways in their kind of candy-coated Matrix program they had here with different ordinances. And our message would always be construed in the mainstream media, the local paper, and so we wanted to get our voice out, and we heard about this guy named Stephen Dunifer, who would hike up into the mountains of Berkeley and start broadcasting on Sunday nights, and so we got a transmitter, threw it up into a tree, and started broadcasting.
How long did it take the motherfucking FCC to knock on your door?
Not very long. Kind of a funny story, because the first person that actually contacted us was Fox News. They wanted to do a story on us, and they tried to hunt us down. We thought they were the authorities, so we shut down in fear, found out they weren't, did a really good story with them, and it ended up going on the air. A few weeks later, we're contacted by two FCC agents. They contacted us, and they wanted to see the station, and we said, well, we have rights, you're not coming in, you know, you shouldn't even be in our backyard, you need to leave now. So they gave us some paperwork of unlicensed operation and left the premises, and we didn't hear from them for a long time. And every time we moved, moved frequencies or moved locations, they would come around, knock on the door, try to contact the landlord, and try to shut us down.
So why the fuck don't you just get a legal station and avoid all this hassle?
Because it fucking rocks, first of all. And we'd never get a regular radio show. You know, there's all these programmers on. We put basically anybody, almost anybody on the air. They got to go through a small application process. And we let them know that it's illegal, this, that. It's at our website, freakradio.org. And they can fill out an application, apply, get on the air if they want. The reason why we do it is we want to give a real voice to the community. Now, we have a small college station here, but you got to be a student, jump through all these hoops to get in on the air there as well and do all this stuff. Here at Free Radio, we're able to put voices on the air. We have a lot of Spanish programs now that are starting to... We have at least 9 or 10 Spanish programs or bilingual programs that are happening now. And a lot of voices, activist voices that are happening around. And we also play a lot of really good independent programs.
And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World As We Know It and I Feel Fine. The funds for this edition were liberated in record motherfucking time. So thanks so much to the following slaves. Joe, Alexander, Scott, Tom, Daniel, Ben, Joshua, Courtney, Nancy, Alyssa, Lauren, Michael, Thomas, Galen, Carl, Patricia, Mark, Joseph, Aravinda, and Dad, Dangon. For links to Pirate Radio or to comment on this show, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now rock it, don't stop it.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.